for the many requests for this.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning a great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. 'Tis soaring to lower her standard. They watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake.
Thank you. 33 years ago, Oswald and I walked in front of a WSM microphone on our audition night, and we introduced that number to WSM listeners, and it is still one of the most requested numbers on the Grand Ole Opry, and we are very proud of the song, The Great Speckled Bird, and thanks to you many people who asked for it and requested it, and we hope that you enjoy it. It's a song that has a lot of meaning in it when you really study it out and read it in Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, 9th verse, and make your own decision as to what the great speckled bird represents. Here is a boy that's one of your hometown boys, I could call him, not very far from here. He was raised in this section of the world, but I've become to know him down in Nashville. He works down there with some of the bands and does a good job. Everyone thinks a lot of him. He worked quite a while with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. He's been with several of the artists and does a good job. And I found out he was here, and I asked him to appear on stage with me, and he offered to do it, and I'm mighty proud that he did. And I think you'll enjoy one of the hometown boys. Maybe he'll do a little more bluegrass than we do. This is Earl Sneed. Earl, well, you can take the microphone right there and play us a good rousing. Anything you want to play, you make your own selection. Earl Sneed, make him welcome.